Well, there is, of course, only one thing to talk about in Limerick and Kilkenny, and that is the All-Ireland Hurling Final in Croke Park tomorrow. But we are down in Kilkenny now with talk of other matters, and that's fruit farming. And such is the limited number of fruit farmers left in the country that when Hannah Quinn Mulligan's grandmother, Catherine, came home from Kilmallock Mart with a punnet of Limerick-grown strawberries, Hannah wondered who was growing them in her home county. The answer is the Kennedys, Jim and his wife Marguerite, who have six polytunnels on their farm in Palaskenry. Hannah went down to find out more.
Just they're ruby red. So are these ready to eat soon?
They're very old now. Yes, you can eat the little ones there.
Can I try that one?
Yeah, try that one. Of course you can. No bother. As I say, that's the very, very end of them.
Oh.
They haven't the same flavour.
Oh, thank you. There's another one.
Do you like those?
There is nothing like popping a fresh warm strawberry in your mouth.
No,
it's just
true.
Oh my god, especially homegrown and Irish as well.
Yeah, and it's amazing the amount of people that call, we'll say, here for home sales. And that's the way they want them. Not chilled, straight off the plant.
And
yeah,
so I'm in, we're in one polytunnel. Yes. How many polytunnels do you have?
I have six.
Not being smart now, but
yeah,
we've all heard of Wexford strawberries.
Sure.
What made a Limerick man decide to grow strawberries? Because I'm suspicious that you're kind of on the small scale compared to other people as well.
Oh, I am very, very small here. I wouldn't interfere with anybody. Basically, four shops take my lot. When I was 16, my neighbour George O'Brien, who had come back from Vancouver about 10 years before, he was an old man, and he said, Sonny, he used to call me, and he said, you've got to have some pocket money. And he said, you'll need a bike or a motor car or whatever in a few years. I was 16 at the time. So he gave me some runners. I just planted them all round my mother's garden and round apple trees and the young apple trees and that. And next thing, I was off on my bike to Limerick City with my mother's bike with a basket in front, two biscuit tins, USA biscuit tins, if you remember them, and they were full. And another two maybe in the back, tied up, and just a pillow underneath them to keep them from getting squashed. A few bob here and there, and bought my first motorbike, a scooter. Yeah, a Vespa, not a Vespa, it was a Capri scooter. And so I didn't, of course, want to go to school. I wanted to get out into this big world to earn money. So I stayed at home with the promise that I was going farming. And I already had my brother John at home. And there wasn't room for two of us on the 103 acres, whatever we had there, yeah, at that time. And when I got my driver's license, I went out into the big world driving. I was really a driver with Halpins in Limerick and HB Ice Cream. I was 6 years with those. And various jobs, even did factory work, driving trucks. And before I went landscaping, then 27 years ago, which I gave up 2 years ago, I was with the Kerry Group on the bull tankers, collecting milk from the farms.
So you've been all over the place.
I've been around the place, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to, you have a chilling area. You're very professional. You're small scale, but you're very professional.
You do need a chiller.
Okay.
Once you pick them, you do need to chill them straight away.
I'll let you go first, and you go ahead. Show me what else we have in store. Stealing some strawberries on the way out, but yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. This is our fridge, Hannah.
Yeah.
A chiller I bought down in Dingle about 10 years ago.
It's a lovely space you have here. I notice you have some other inhabitants.
Oh, I have inhabitants in the last 4 weeks. Two swallows got in, built a nest, and I leave them here now. What can you do? They're lovely. I mean, what can I do? The strawberries are finished. They won't interfere with things anyway at the minute.
I know there's another person involved that we should perhaps include.
Oh, yes,
we might head out.
That's the woman that looks after the money, and she's better in mind and money than I am anyway, that's for sure, Marguerite. And Marguerite is from Rathkeel, and we married 40 years ago in a couple of months time. We're married, so ups and downs. And I was in the veg business here back in 85 to 88, and I went belly up, because there was I was in it in a small way, not big enough to make a living, and there was some tough times then. But then again, that's what makes you.
It's life as well, isn't it?
It is life, yeah.
But it was very brave to get back into it then.
Yeah, well, would you believe my ACOT advisor at the time, Eddie Neville, he just arrived after I had bought a tractor, rotavator and sprayer. And I said, if I had met you 2 months ago, I wouldn't have needed those. And he advised me at the time, he said, you grew strawberries before. He said, that's the way to go. And end up with 2 acres of tunnels and you make a fine living. And today I can see, yes, he would. He was right. But then I was stubborn too. I wanted to grow veg. And that was it, you know.
We'll bring Marguerite into the equation.
Right, okay. Hello, Hannah.
Oh.
Hi, Hannah. This is Marguerite.
I was amazed on the last couple of years, the amount of people that came up to me that I didn't even think they knew who I was. And they said, your strawberries are fantastic. They really did down the last, haven't they, Jim, the last few years?
Yes.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
If they're going to be wondering, their ears might be picking up, is it worth doing it?
It is. It is.
Well, Marguerite's in charge of the money.
Oh, yeah.
That you told me.
Oh, yeah. I count the money for him. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Yeah.
It is.
It is. Good summers now. This was a good summer, wasn't it, Jim?
It's a good summer. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good summer.
So, future plans. Marguerite's looking scared.
No, not really.
I know.
We won't be expanding. We'll.
I think he's happy enough with what he has.
Yeah.
And
raspberries I looked at. Bit late now for them, but not too bad, but they're more trickier than strawberries. Yeah. I'll stick with what I have. I made lots of mistakes and different bugs, and it was interesting coming up along, you know. We got to know them.
Jim and Marguerite Kennedy speaking to Hannah Quinn Mulligan there. And it was interesting, Jim also said to Hannah that when he grew vegetables in the 80s, he remembers there were about, I think it was 22 small growers in Limerick, and he only knows of one left in the county today. And he also says that as far as he knows, he and Marguerite are the only soft fruit specialists left in the county. It's a question we will look at again, food security and how policy can support fruit and vegetable farmers in the future. We're interested to hear your thoughts as well. Text 51551 or countrywide at rte.ie.